Welcome to Muronoi. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Muronoi comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
The light on your face, no mask will hide.
Feel the joy burn deep inside.
Let's have a great Christmas this year.
You, me, and Republic Bank, my dear.
Whatever you need, light up your Christmas with Republic Bank and get a chance to win 825,000 in cash prizes. Plus, get a chance to give a family a Christmas hamper in your name. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com for more details. Let's light up Christmas.
Republic Bank, we're the one.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
It was Christmas Day when last we visited Muronoi, and John and Coretta argued. Shelley visited Alonzo and told him to stop calling Benicia, even though he said he was sorry and regretted hurting her. Maurice asked Zena to remarry him, but she hesitated. John and Coretta argued, and when she mentioned his dead wife's name, he threw a frying pan at her. We now join John and Coretta at home.
Look, all these successful people they're featuring on ExxonMobil page, boy. Everybody doing the thing and moving ahead, except certain people.
You trying to tell me something, Coretta?
No, John. Look, this young man that's featuring on the offshore diaries. He's a safety officer.
You can go and join them too, you know. You ain't want to do that?
I want we get serious about starting the business. That is what I want we do.
And I tell you we doing that in the new year? Eh? It's All Year's Day.
So as soon as tomorrow meet, we starting.
You behaving as if ExxonMobil leaving Guyana tomorrow. If I doing something, I want to take my time and do it.
Okay. So when are you going to do the business plan?
Woman, rest me.
John, this is not a joke. Oil is serious business.
We going into the oil business or we going into the craft business?
The whole reason we decide we going to do the craft business is to take advantage of the opportunities in the oil and gas. People coming in and out of the country every day and they going to be looking for good Guyanese craft to take back.
All right, dear. I just asking because you seem more obsessed with the oil than the craft.
The oil is now we own? So what wrong if I as a Guyanese want to benefit directly from it?
I tell you nothing wrong, love. ExxonMobil gonna be in this country for at least 30 years according to me understanding.
So where's your point?
The island gonna dry up tomorrow. We got time to set ourselves up properly before we jump into this thing.
How are we jumping into this thing and we ain't even make a step yet?
You know, you just ain't got no patience.
John, I's not a spring chicken. I want to make something of my life before God take me off this earth.
All this aggravate you aggravating yourself. Nothing ain't gonna happen before a time.
It's better I'd ask Ignatius to see if he got any inside contact in this aisle business. Nothing like dealing with a lazy man, I tell you.
Coretto, you ain't learn about insulting me, you know. Christmas night you insult my dead wife. And like you ain't learn from the...
When you throw the frying pan at me? So what you gonna do? Threaten me again?
I ain't gonna threaten you. But stop pushing me.
You used to talk to Ruth, sir?
Don't call she name.
That's why they just tell you. Research people background before you marry them. Look at you, Coretto. Go on, bring this man from the bush and you get yourself tied up and get married to him. Now look. He's still in love with the dead wife who is a Christmas zombie.
Coretto. Don't get me on the other side, you know.
What you gonna do, John? Beat me?
Push your luck. Push it.
Coretto. Imagine you got big dreams of making little oily money. Steady you looking at everything ExxonMobil doing. All the local content. You're up on Facebook page watching all them offshore diaries video. You're eager for join the Center for Local Business Development just so you could be on the road to success. And this man you planning to do all this with behaving like a real unambitious crass.
For peace sake. I go in and swing Lily in the hammock.
Go on! You got to come back upstairs! I flow in Guyana and ones like you wasting time! No ambition!
Best music! Best station!
You alone, Zina?
Yeah, Denzel. Marie's just left to do some shopping. You don't mind I have the phone on speaker?
Nah, that's cool.
I ask him because I know some people don't like to be on speaker.
I'm good with that, you know.
Okay.
So, how's it going? We haven't talked in a while.
Things are looking up. Maurice is really trying and I'm so happy.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thanks. The only problem is that he's pushing for us to get remarried as soon as possible. But I want to wait.
Okay.
We're going to discuss it at the next counseling session.
Well, make sure that whatever happens, you're okay with it.
I'm still being cautious, but I truly believe Maurice wants to make a change this time. Because he actually agreed to go to counseling. He would have never agreed to that in the past.
Well, yeah, that's good. But any signs of him going back to his old ways, know that you have me and my family on your side.
Miss Martle has been so wonderful to me. She's a good listener. And has given me some good advice.
That's Auntie Myrtle for you.
And Denzel, I can't thank you enough for the role you have played in my life. You might be young, but you're mature beyond your years.
You really think so?
It is so. When I decided to get back with Maurice, you didn't fight me on it. Some men would have. But you respected my choice and you stepped back. I really appreciate that.
Zina, I know what we had was just temporary, but you made me feel so happy.
And you made me happy too. It was good while it lasted.
What the hell is going on here?
Maurice?
Zina?
Denzel? You had a relationship with my wife?
Maurice, it wasn't like that.
I just heard you.
Maurice, please, just calm down.
Shut up!
Zina!
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
Ignatius, I don't know what to do with John. I don't know how long I can sit down and let this man disappoint me.
Coretta, I know very well how our significant others can disappoint us. Sherry had a whole affair with my nephew.
And you still in put she out?
Well, sometimes I question myself too.
So, you ain't gonna divorce she?
I don't know. I sleep in a different room. And we have not had a sexual relationship since I learned the truth. I guess the difficulty is that I still love her.
But she love you? I mean, which woman would love you and go and have a relationship with your nephew? The world got billions of men and she choose he. And another thing, Ignatius, I surprise you ain't put a good licking in he.
Everything doesn't have to result in violence, Coretta.
Well, I rather you. In some places, he would have done dead already. You take God out your thoughts for sleep with your uncle wife? Gosh.
Anyway, Coretta, you called me to discuss John.
Yeah, this man's stressing me out, Ignatius. It's like a third person in we marriage now and she controlling everything.
John has a woman?
He dead wife.
I don't understand what you're telling me.
11 years ago, she died on Christmas Day. And so like Christmas season, don't be a good time for him.
Oh, well, you got to show some understanding.
What is 11 years and now he got a new wife, Ignatius?
We can't tell people how to grieve or how long to grieve.
Well, I guess there's the truth. But look at this too. Me, he trying to start the little craft business and he dragging his foot.
Oh, you all ain't got no way with that yet?
No. He said as soon as the new year break. So I waiting for see what gonna happen tomorrow. But it's like a fed up. I putting in all the research about what going on with ExxonMobil, all the other oil things, and he ain't doing nothing.
The business culture and everything as a matter of fact is changing quickly in Guyana. And if you don't keep up, you will get left behind.
And that is what I'm trying to tell John. Now is the time to sink your foot into this thing and establish yourself.
A lot of people think they're an expert on what ExxonMobil is doing. Feel they know best what to do with the oil money. But when we check enough of them, they mean no nothing. That is why I would tell any guy needs to do their own research. Follow what is the news. Go up on the website. Talk to the people in their business. Get the good and bad and be informed.
You see, that is why I like you, Ignatius. You understand what I'm thinking. You're a successful businessman because you're serious and understand certain things.
That's right.
But John ain't got them head you got. So it's like I trying for bill with a person who ain't got no sort of business sense. A person who just want to drink rum because the holiday season there and then he gonna cuss me out. When I see Goldman, I gonna put on a cussing upon him because he bring this cross to Marundi for I see. I being good without man in my life all this time. But no, he bring John and me, I catch fire.
But you like the man, Coretta. Why you have to blame Goldman? Is not Anil bring John to Marundi?
Ma, look, Anil Goldman, I got to find somebody for blame for my dilemma. I fed up.
Well, you know I'm always here to advise you.
Ignatius, I need a man like you. Oh, why you don't put out Shelly and take me?
Now you're talking crazy, Coretta. Go on, sleep.
That's serious, you know.
If I don't talk to you before midnight, Happy New Year!
How am I going to be happy with this man so miserable?
Bye, Coretta!
So I'm miserable.
John?
And you want Ignatius?
It's not good to sneak up on people, so you know.
I catch you telling another man that I'm miserable and I's the problem?
You behaving real funny these last few days and I just wanted to talk to somebody.
So I must accept you calling another man and talking me name?
Look, arrest me, eh? You upset I talking to another man when you still in a marriage with a dead woman?
Coretta, I done warn you about Ruth already, you know.
I's your wife now. You're supposed to be present here with me. Not obsessing over some woman who died 11 years ago.
And all I ask you to do is to respect that this time of the year, I don't really be myself. Because everything just hit me again like it fresh. But like you can't understand because you're a selfish wretch.
I's a wretch?
Yes.
Well, look her. Well, why you don't go back in the bush and dig up root?
Will you say that?
I said, why you... John, lose me.
I don't tell you already. Don't call your name.
John, you're choking me.
Don't ever take God out your thoughts for telling me about Ruth again. You hear me? Don't do it.
So Denzel was the man you had, and you let me become friends with him at the gym? You set me up, Zena.
No, Maurice.
Probably laughing behind my back.
Denzel is not like that. He's a respectable young man.
So that means you want him, not me?
I didn't say that. We're just friends now.
You better don't let me run to him at the gym.
Please don't threaten to do anything to that young man. Maurice, you need to calm down.
You and he lied about knowing each other, and I'm the problem? You slept with a young man half your age.
I was single and it never went that far. How can you judge me when you had a string of younger women in your life?
This is not about me. You degraded yourself with a little boy.
I swear it wasn't planned.
I don't believe you. I'm sure you did this to embarrass me.
I did not. It has nothing to do with you. So you're going to break up everything in the house?
Be thankful it's not your face.
Please, Maurice, please, just calm down.
You think I'm playing with you, Zena?
Oh, hurry!
I will kill you, you hear me? Before I let you run around in these streets like a harlot and embarrass me, I will kill you, Zena!
Maurice, please!
Marundi
came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.